have to be in the newspaper.
Someone's dead cat.
That's not, that cat is far from dead.
That's on our back.
Here, I can
paws.
Put this on.
Yeah.
Then it's not.
He's having a little nap.
There.
So let's go ahead and call the Public Arts Committee meeting to order here for Thursday, August 15th.
Oh man, already.
Oh man, already.
All right.
And what we are going to do is just change the order a little bit on things. We have because we have a guest this morning who is going to talk about the public art inventory sheets. And your name is?
Stacy.
Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
And you work at the library?
That's right.
Ah.
She sure does.
They keep me down in the basement.
That's why we don't see you.
Right.
And if that's okay with everyone, we will change the order on the agenda because we have extensive discussion for the sculpture donation, and we have a guest here this morning pertaining to that. So anyway, the review of public art inventory sheets for City Hall and database update.
Can I just preface that
yes,
by
please.
Saying that the last time this group worked on the revisions to the inventory sheets, I made those revisions, and I inventoried a few pieces of art here in City Hall. I didn't make copies of that inventory for every person, but Stacy has them right here, and we can pass them around and you can look at them if you would like. But there's a lot more art inventory here at City Hall, but I got sidetracked. Yeah, I mean, I didn't have time. So these are all different pieces, and she's going to show us a draft of her database. You can see by looking at those inventory forms that there was definitely information that I couldn't get, especially relative to the artist's birth dates and the dates of
sure.
death, if there was one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I tried to get that information. I Googled it in some cases, and it's just not possible to get every single piece of information on every single piece of art and artist. That's
true, but I can help with this one. That's John Rose's in Eugene.
Right.
And where would we put on them? I mean, we could probably get the date of both Jones and we could get all different.
But I mean, my question is, if you are good with the database draft that Stacy has developed, should she go ahead and deal with what we've got, and then we can fill in later, backfill
yes.
it, because
yeah.
otherwise
yes.
we're going to be dead
because,
in the water.
Because each of us can take some and mm-hmm. run them down if it's in whoever we think we can.
And it may be, too, that these documents are in this form could be used by committee members to actually inventory art in their own facilities, or because it is going to be difficult for our office to do every little
mm-hmm.
piece of inventory. When I started here, we had 7 people in that office. Now we have 3.
Mm-hmm.
And almost a lot of that work has fallen into me, my office. She's whining. Can you hear her whining? But anyway, so I guess what I'm telling you is this is going to be a slow process if I do every single inventory. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think
we didn't expect you to.
I think we discussed that wherever the art was located, we hoped that somebody in that building or facility, and I kind of thought some of that was our job too. That
well, that would be great.
Well, yeah, I think it is the subcommittee.
That's
what
I thought too.
Yeah,
so,
and
yeah,
that's
and
what
I started it.
Right,
we stopped because we're still changing this.
Right,
but you've
right.
done an excellent job.
But anyway, so. We will ultimately get all the art inventory that's
mm-hmm.
in this building, but that was just a start. So.
Great.
Okay.
Yes, I think she should go ahead and everybody's available.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay. Well, why don't I show you what I've come up with? This is just a draft. I don't know how much of a draft this is, if there's more information
that's
you're planning to add, but...
Yes.
Okay, so basically what I've got, who is going to be the primary data entry person? Is it going to be me?
Can't come and volunteer in the library.
So. Okay, don't imply.
I'm asking.
Without asking.
Sure. No, I'm asking because I'm very familiar with access. I don't need, if I'm doing the data entry, I don't need to make it as user-friendly as if I need to set it up so that somebody who's less familiar can do the data entry.
Would you have time to do the data entry?
Probably, although if there's a lot more art in the city than I'm aware of, it could get overwhelming, but I'm guessing that.
It's not going to get overwhelming.
It'll come in piecemeal, too.
Yeah, maybe
200 tops right now, which is tiny.
And it's not like it has to be done in a week or two.
Right. We don't have a final date, and once everything that we know of is entered, then it will just be the occasional piece that's coming in.
Okay. So this is the basic form that I have, and this is what you've given me. One question I had about your form was that I noticed you included both media and form. And I know a lot of times art will be described like oil on canvas, but it seemed like you were saying you wanted to have it as two separate fields.
Look at this one. She's got glass and copper. That's glass the media. And the form is a sculpture. It's a
right.
So, to
so, and
so they are different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Yeah.
And okay. I think we specified that because if it was a painting and it was watercolor, that would require different kind of thought and upkeep as regarding
versus so you might want to sort your information by watercolor.
Yes. Or sculpture. Mm-hmm.
And print.
Yeah. There's different, I mean, a painting can be made many ways.
We'll have to come up with some language for that, but probably
those two categories
and
need to
painting
be.
Are both
right. Okay. Another question I had is, in what way do you want to be able to see the data displayed? What kind of questions are you going to go to the database with? Are you going to go and say, what art is at City Hall? Or,
I think location is one question we might have.
Okay.
I'm looking.
I think we need to think about that a little bit.
I think we talked about that though. So
we did.
And we wanted it to be searchable so that we could search for all watercolors.
Sure.
Or like a medium.
Or an artist.
Or an artist.
Yes. We'll see. Okay. The data is all going to be there. Mm-hmm. So. You could search and sort by any field. Mm-hmm. But I can make the things that you would search for most often more user-friendly. I can have it set up so you click on a button and it comes up with a report for you, as opposed to you going into the table and having to figure it out, figure out how to sort it yourself.
I think that's awesome.
Yes, that's a great question.
It might be easier for us to say that once the database is populated a little bit.
Okay,
and then we could say, this and this is the most critical.
That's something you can do later. You can
create
later.
Yeah, it's totally dynamic.
Okay, because it may be another organic process where we keep asking the same questions over again. We've asked that three times. That's obviously something that...
Okay, so you can see I was messing around. I made a couple of just sample entries, and I'm just showing you this so you can see what the raw data looks like. Mm-hmm. It's just a big, long list of stuff.
I think you should enter about 10 things and then bring it back to us.
Okay.
Or even send it to us and we can look it over.
Sure.
There probably aren't more than 10
items that exist.
Okay. Okay, so we'll just enter what we have and then I'll let you know. My last question for now is, do we want this to be stored on the Y drive, shared?
Yeah, in the shared would be perfect.
Okay, and did you have any more questions for me?
Well, I just have a comment, and that is that each one of those inventory forms that got distributed is different, so they all need to come back to.
Oh,
geez. Yeah, no, they all need to come back.
They're
to
real
because they're all
they're
not
real.
Yeah,
they're not examples. They're
no,
real
they're the real thing.
Oh, and that brings up another question: are we saving all the paper?
I think yes at this point.
Right
now.
Okay.
Well, we have to operate on the state retention law.
Oh, right.
Oh, so we have to?
Yeah.
So okay.
I mean, we can't just start throwing stuff away.
Okay.
They'll swoop down on me.
Can I ask a question about, or a hoarder, depending on how one looks at it.
Look at my office. You'll know I'm a hoarder.
Okay.
Legally sanctioned hoarder. Legally sanctioned.
Yeah, legally sanctioned.
So, for some of this, the information that is missing, could maybe if after you, here's a suggestion, and my first thought of the day, so it may not be complete, is that when you're done entering the information, if we could get the originals back, and then we can, you know, start trying to fill them in.
Sure, and what would be really helpful?
well, we can highlight. We can highlight the areas that have.
That would just make it a lot easier.
Right. Yeah. And you will have put an inventory number at the top.
Yes.
Fabulous. So you can find it.
So then, Stacy will bring these back to this group, and then
or send them back.
Yeah.
Or it's good if she comes, I think.
Yeah, I agree. If you have,
she can.
Sure. That would be great. And then we'll get that out, and whoever wants to work on filling in the missing information.
Yeah, she's just going to bring back a few, though, so we can say, yes, this is it.
We need one more thing on here, and that is, if it's in storage, where is the location?
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe we have that on here.
Okay, because that's not standard. There's...
Well, like I know we have things at the Visual Arts Center that aren't on display. So,
oh, probably and a lot more than the rest of us.
And we have some at the Performing Arts Center, too.
I see.
Artwork that's not currently on display.
Where do you store that over there?
Well, and like I'm looking down this, and do we have a place on here that says where it... Oh, yeah, location City Hall. Okay.
Right. I think it's pretty thorough, but your point about the storage
I do think we need a storage
good.
Location, yeah. Because mm-hmm. some work is in storage. Mm-hmm.
So I can amend that form, but for these, we've got to move forward.
And none of them are in storage anyway.
Well, all of these are, I mean, she can, as she creates that box, it can say display, on display, or in storage.
One thing, right, we have city department and location. If you see here on the left,
mm-hmm.
So we could just say, you know, city department, library, location,
storage,
meeting room, closet.
That's great.
Sure. Can we use that?
Perfect.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that would be better than amending the form at this point.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That
makes
sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was just messing around here. But as you can see, if you end up having photos, we can store photos in this database. If they are in a bitmap, BMP format, they will display in here. But as you can see, if you have a JPEG file or another kind of file, you can just click on it and see the picture. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
because it's really good to have a pictorial
history reference.
That is really good. I will. As soon as I can come up for air, get some photos.
Oh, good.
But if we have a photo, should we send it to you in whatever format we have?
And we can scan it?
Okay.
Sure.
Or if we send you a JPEG, can you change it to a bitmap?
I do not know how to do that. That might be possible. I'll have to look into that.
So maybe we should hold off. So why aren't they in, why wouldn't these images be in the more... vernacular use of doing a JPEG instead of a form that was harder to
Right. All I know is that Access is compatible with the bitmap form. But I don't know much more about it. I'll have to look into it.
But it's not incompatible with JPEG.
It will store the JPEG
It'll
file
store
and
it,
you
and then we click
it.
On it. I mean, it's just one extra boom.
Sure, and
or
it might be easy
or both.
To
and then it would display.
I'll check.
or be a JPEG that you could download then.
Because that would be much easier for us
to save as.
Exactly.
Yeah, it should be able to do that. I'm trying to remember if that's on.
Maybe she can look into that next time.
Sure.
Okay.
Anything else on this at the moment?
Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank you.
Wow. Yes,
it looks like we killed a whole bunch of agenda items at once. 5 and 6.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will take the records away then and let you go.
Thank
on
you
with your
so
meeting.
Much.
You don't know what a sigh of relief we're all.
Oh,
everything.
Yes, this is
wonderful.
Great. Yeah.
Wow. This was our first form, so I'm gonna.
Yes. I have the original.
I just don't want it to be floating about.
She doesn't want the
thank you. I'll
record.
See you.
Thank you,
Stacey. Thank you. Bye bye.
What's the old form? I don't want it to confuse her.
It should have draft.
Oh. Yeah,
that's right.
So anyway, I want to thank the subgroup.
I can't get it
too far away down there. Thank the subgroup for, and all of us for continuing to work on this form, because it's going to be really good to have an inventory of city, of public art in this city and around. It's a wonderful service that this committee can do. Okay, so jumping back around here on the agenda, can we go ahead quickly and approve the July 18 minutes, please?
Let's just approve it.
Yes, I make a motion to approve them as written.
Okay, good. Second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you for taking those. It looks like at this time there's no public comment. So we're going to go on with the sculpture donation. And I know that there's been a little bit of introduction to this a couple of months ago about mother and child, and we'll show this again. But I'd like to introduce our guest here today, and maybe all of you, as you we go around the table, you would introduce yourself. But do you like to?
I'm Jerry Harpster. I'm an artist myself, but I'm a trustee for Mark Sponenberg, and that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Great to meet you. So.
Well, I'm Sally Hocken. I've met you before when we had the sculpture show 4 years ago.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Jerry. I'm Karen Murphy.
Nice to meet you.
Sandy Rimagoo, mayor of Newport, and an artist.
Peggy Hawker, city recorder.
Wyman Rogers. Nice to meet you.
And Mark. Jerry May.
Mark was a favorite of ours when I was at the library.
Okay. I didn't catch your name.
Wyman.
Wyman Rogers. So what we have, and Peggy sent this out to you, was our very first filled-in request for public arts committee. And I had forwarded this along to Jerry. We have this sculpture, Mother and Child by Mary Lewis. And I'll send this around again to refresh your mind about, you know, what that looks like. It is something that Mark wanted to have available here in this town. There's the possibility, we're going to figure out who it's donated to, and you know, we have a lot of questions. But what I asked Jerry to do was to fill out our public arts committee request. You know, we've been working on this form for quite a long time and refining it and so on. And so what this committee has determined is that it's this type of information that we need from a prospective artist so that we can get all of our questions answered and then make recommendations to City Council. So I'm going to have Jerry, you know, if you would just start here at the beginning of this form, and you all have copies of what was filled out. And we'll kind of get everyone up to speed here. So as you can see by the example going around, and then I think the last time we also passed this booklet around about Mary Lewis, the sculptor. The artist's name is Mary Lewis. She was a student of Mark Sponenberg's. She's created this mother and child. It's cast bronze, and you did the casting, right? Yeah. So Jerry has his foundry, his own foundry. And
where?
In Monroe.
Oh, in Monroe? Mm-hmm. Oh, there. Okay.
So, Jerry, do you just want
to... you want me to go?
Yeah. Would you like to just start with number one? We can go over this and kind of just get an overview here.
Okay. I think... can I read the trust says?
Sure.
Yes. Trustee, yeah. So they see what I'm trying. But
absolutely. Read what the Sponenberg Trust.
So as this is part of his trust that I'm trying to fulfill as his trustee. He has in here, make the following gift, which shall be distributed for my trust, to the Oregon Coast. So he's designated to the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts, $50,000 for the purchase, installation, and maintenance of Mary Lewis's bronze entitled Mother and Child, provided that it can be installed in a suitable place for the enjoyment of the public within Lincoln County, Oregon. So that sounds like a nice thing. At the time that he did this, I don't think he knew that the thought that he had would give $50,000 to the council, OCC. They purchased a sculpture from Mary Lewis and install it, and have the sculpture would be $25,000. That'd be $25,000 for maintenance and so forth.
Installation. All the
at
things.
That time, he didn't know that you don't own any property. Uh-huh. He thought they just put it by the corner. Okay. Well, now this now it's found out they don't own the property. The city owns the property. So if you give it to them, who has ownership and where is it placed? Mm. So there's some issues that need to be involved. Plus the issue of, do you want the sculpture? And we thought it would be a little bit of a, when I talk, that we need a procedure, because can anybody just come along and donate some tennis shoes and say, this is art, and put it out in the mall or something. So we thought we'd probably need some procedures to let you start now in case there are other things that come up with this. So that's the genesis of how this is started. Mm-hmm. So this
warm. So anyway, since we've developed this request for public to the Public Arts Committee. And, of course, this is a little bit different situation than maybe some of the others, you know, that we were starting to get, you know, to people just coming in here with ideas. And, you know, there was so much information that we just didn't know. I mean, it was still things, and they're wonderful ideas, but, you know, they were so amorphous. This project here is a little bit different, but there are still a lot of questions. So the sculpture has been finished and done. It has been moved here to the coast. It's not in this town. And it's developing its wonderful coastal patina right now, I think you said, Jerry. And now comes the part of the process of how to get this wonderful gift and everything. Yeah. To get it handled and placed and where. And of course, what I told Jerry is that this committee is the, we're the ones who gather the information, do all of the research, make sure that we have all the information, and then we recommend to City Council that this be done, placed here, there, or whatever. Okay. So Jerry now knows that process.
Okay, I just had a question about suitable environment.
Okay, well, and what number is that?
Well, it's the, what are you requesting from the Public Arts Committee? And it, I didn't know if you said suitable to keep it vague so that we could decide what it meant, or if you had something in mind like indoors, outdoors, or what?
Oh yeah, I see that. That's part of the
meeting. What number is that?
It's number one.
Number one.
If you go over to the next page, you have indicated installed in a suitable place.
I guess, I think the idea was that it would be in public view, mm-hmm. so the public could see it. So the part of the suitable. Before there's a couple different issues. Mary Lewis is 85, 86. Most artists, she said, well, do they want it? And will they put it in a place that is appreciative of the sculpture? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so that somebody All right. can see it. But in other words, she didn't want it down in a warehouse district. Mm-hmm. That's from the artist's point of view.
Of course.
And I think from Mark's point of view, also, it was like he would hope that the public could see it and appreciate it. So suitable was a little bit.
Didn't matter if it were indoor or outdoor?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
I don't want to just run out on you. I have another appointment.
Okay.
And this is fascinating. I'd rather stay here.
Well, thank you for joining us for a while, Sandy.
Yes. I will return.
Okay, right. Because you might be able to give some good feedback. For us.
Another question is really not related that much, except that if we accept it and install it, would she be able to come for an installation?
Well, she's raring to come down.
Okay.
It's just that I don't want her driving anymore.
I understand.
She has to. So yeah. She would come down. She'd okay. be here at this meeting if I kind of said. Mm-hmm. I kind of like think she should come down once or twice, but not necessarily that.
And just so you know,
we have a lot to figure out first.
Yeah. Well, she's been here, we've looked around.
Yes, and I've met her. We've been out on the grounds of the Performing Arts Center. There were a couple of places there that, resonated with her, particularly up toward that corner of Coast and Olive, mm-hmm. Behind that... Welcome to Nye Beach area. There's a peaceful, grassy area up there that might be a possibility with a bench. And, of course, there has to be pedestals and installation and lights and whatever. Okay. But anyway, so, we're just kind of...
So I'm glad to hear that she's been here and kind of looking
yeah.
in
yes.
with you.
Yeah. So she was a... She was a student of Mark's when she was 18 years old and has followed them through a lot of places in Afghanistan. They were in Pakistan together for 2 years in the late 50s. And she's just been one of his students that has followed along. She's kind of unique lady.
She's quite a wonderful
carving.
Well,
she carves,
isn't that amazing?
All
I haven't seen those. Those are beautiful.
The weariness in those yeah. shoulders. And I like that the mother and child isn't sugary. Isn't yeah. sugary.
Oh. Right.
It's sweet.
I really did try to elicit from her what response she was hoping a viewer would have to this. Well, I think that's what I wrote that. What do you say that? This is meant to honor the dedication and devotion of a mother to her child. And it's nice, it's made nice, and I think has a good meaning. Mm-hmm. It's not too controversial.
Has it been cast for another site?
Pardon me?
Has it been cast
yes.
for another
yes.
site?
Yes, there's one in Portland at the Children's Hospital, I believe.
Dornbecker.
It's in there. I hope where it is.
All right, let's see. It's here in the...
Here.
I think
yeah,
it's in there.
I think it's in there.
Oregon Health Sciences
Oregon
University.
Oregon Health Sciences University. So that's where the one... She brought to me the piece in plaster. And then I made a mold of it and cast one for the that left of Florida.
And that's been some years ago.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm curious about two things. The gift in the trust gives it to OCCA.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure you've thought about this, Catherine, but is OCCA just going to transfer that gift to the city?
I think we have to talk about that. Well, it has to be talked about, and just so you know, so some of this conversation has already been going on with the OCCA board and so on. We have a lot of new things here, you know, because we're a new committee. Who owns the art? I mean, who owns the other public art, Peggy, that's here in town? Who owns the public art at the library?
Well, some of it is privately owned and some of it is publicly owned. Like, the art that's in City Hall is all art that the city owns, for example. The bench at Literacy, or I mean, the sculpture at Literacy Park, the city owns that. The sculpture in front of the rec center, the city owns that.
Okay.
There are some issues here because what we're hearing is that, or what I heard is that the donation will be made to OCCA, but there is an expectation that the city council will approve it being placed on some public property because the city owns both the pack and the deck. And if you want it at either of those places, there's got to be some sort of agreement.
And it's a permanent installation, correct?
Yeah, it seems like
I mean,
it.
Concrete and
it's going to last. Yeah, Jerry,
sounds pretty permanent to me.
Speak to the installation, what we're thinking. Well,
there'll be a bronze base that I'm making for us that's 36 inches tall.
Oh, so it'll be.
And then the sculpture sits on top
and
of that.
The sculpture sits on top
of
that.
Okay.
So
we have 76 inches.
3 feet in the sculpture, I think.
So it's at a nice viewing level then.
Right.
Because the sculpture is 40 inches.
Yes.
Okay.
If it's in the public, if it's outside in the public, there's always a problem of it disappearing. So generally, you bolt it down good so that savvy person can't take off with it. I like to make things both attachments so that they can be removed for any reason, repair or something. So, but yet not so easily removed that somebody can take it away. So basically bolt it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
From inside the window on the
on the stand. Okay, that makes sense.
It has some tamper-proof screws that you could take off and get inside and unbolt it. Stainless bolts.
Okay.
And that generally works. For I haven't found a lot of artwork that's in the public has been vandalized or really taken. Something of size. Usually they've left alone. But you always have a problem of a car running into something.
Sure.
You never know. So it's always nice, I think, to make it so it can be removed for repair.
That's a good point. Whatever you need to.
See.
You're bringing up things we want to be sure to bring up in the future with others.
Well,
we're very fortunate you know all
this. This is the thing that I kind of appeal. There's a committee similar to this in Bend, and they solicit funds and solicit artists to put art in places that they decide. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of roundabouts in Bend. Right. There's some type of sculpture in each one, and there's a committee like you guys, and you say, well, let's try to get some art for here. Let's get some money together and see what we can put here. So I think a committee like this has a lot of potentials. Mm-hmm. This one is unique because I kind of have to follow the trust as a trustee. So somehow, by giving this to the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts, that's a charity and so on. Taxes for the trust is goes to a charity. It just didn't come at that time that was written. It didn't come about. Well, this should be given to the city.
Right.
Didn't know that there was even a committee like this that could handle it.
There wasn't.
We're brand new.
This year.
So how it gets transferred to the city, or if it stays as the ownership of the, if Auric Coast Council for the Arts maintains ownership? It seems like for precedence, you'd like the city government, unless the city wants to contract you to be the guardian of all of the city.
These are really substantive questions that...
We don't have real answers for. Some things were to be maintained and never were. That's part of the reason because...
Yeah. So right now, Peggy, the public art that is privately owned, what are some examples of that?
Well, just for example, the murals that are on the sides of buildings, the city doesn't have anything to do with that, although we would consider those to be public art.
Exactly. Okay.
But what I think one of the things that needs to happen here, and I'm not saying the city needs to own this piece of art, OCCA could continue owning it, and then there could be an agreement between OCCA and the city for placement on public property, right, since the OCCA doesn't own any property. Mm-hmm. So I think that one of the things, and this might be putting the cart before the horse, but one of the things that needs to happen is a discussion on where you think you might like to have this piece of art located. Mm-hmm. And I think it could be simple enough that the city enter into an agreement with OCCA to allow the placement on city property. And that way there wouldn't have to be any transfer of ownership or anything. But I still need to talk with the city attorney about that. Now, a couple of suggestions about placement might be, one, there's a big park right next to the PAC.
Yes,
I was kind of thinking about that.
I thought about that, but you know, it has this other type of theme, kind of.
I get the theme. I mean, but it wouldn't have to be placed right next to the pirate ship.
Between the building, the PAC, and the Coast Park, and there's some different greenways or something like that.
I mean, that's a suggestion. Another suggestion, and I'm not sure that these are as appropriate as that, would be the city does have one roundabout and it's waiting for a piece of art. And that's in South Beach, on the way into the NOAA facility in HMSC, the Hatfield-Lorain Science Center. There's a nice space down there, although I feel like just the subject of the art is more aligned with a park where people bring their children to play. Although, that's an option, that roundabout. I don't think that it would have the impact in that roundabout that it might have in a place where you can actually walk past it.
And have a bench.
Exactly.
Sit on.
Another possibility, and this is my last one, I promise.
No, this is great.
Until I think
of
another one. The city has a small pocket park at 101 and Herbert. And I think that, there's not, as far as I know, there's not necessarily, it's right here at the Deco park.
And they wanted to do something.
You don't mean the sister city thing?
No, it's at 101 and Herbert. The Deco district initially wanted to put a massive phallic symbol up there, and that's not going to happen.
So it's in front of Digital Diner.
Right, it's right on 101.
On that corner, Mazatlan. It's north of Mazatlan.
So that's another possibility where a bench, and I don't know, we would have to discuss this with Jim Protiva and Ted, because I don't know if plans have moved forward to put something else there, but that's another very visible spot, as well as this spot across the street where the clock is.
To move the clock?
I would say near the clock, but I wouldn't recommend that spot because it strikes me that whole thing might go away someday. And 101 gets,
especially the clock.
In the corner that you.
What about City Hall here?
That's fine too. But City Hall is another opportunity. I was just thinking of a place where parents might go with children, particularly moms. But which is why Coast Park came up initially. There's also, it could also go in Literacy Park, where they do the summer reading program, even though there's already one there, or somewhere near the rec center after that facility gets redeveloped, assuming the bond issue passes this year.
Well, you're going to have a newly expanded building, right?
down the line on about 2017.
Not that far away, you know, it sounds like it, but it isn't. So would you be able to, if we looked at the possibility of having it at the OCCA, would you be able to designate a place at this point?
Because you must know what it will look like, right, in 2017?
Well, I'm just gathering that, you know, with the architectural design in place, right, you could place it where it wouldn't be disturbed, or where it would actually...
I believe so.
Where it would actually complement the new building. I guess I think all of those ideas are interesting. And the main thing with this is we have a real luxury. The luxury is that there's money for installation and there's money for preparing the site appropriately, which is very unusual. Yeah. Normally, if you barely get the money to get the sculpture, then you have to scrounge where to put it and how to do it. And so, also, this is her theme. It's one of her themes I saw looking through that book. So it's one that's kind of emblematic of this particular artist, which is good, and as well as an appropriate subject. Beautiful piece. It's like they're really beautiful. I just think, you know, we should put it in a prominent place. We're not going to have this opportunity all the time.
Catherine, when you spoke with your board, did you get any feedback about their flexibility in where the sculpture might be placed? Did they want it nearby? And not that your idea...
No, no.
I mean, thank you for reminding us of all the various places that it could go.
My concern is just that I think that one of the first parts is to identify a spot so right. that we know whether it is on city yes. property, and then we can develop that agreement with our city
attorney. I get it.
You know, and Peggy, something, I'll get to your question in a moment, but, you know, I really do agree with you about the roundabout in South Beach. You know, I don't think that's an appropriate place for something that is calm and contemplative and whatever. Right. I mean, you know, people just go round and round. Now, what you were mentioning, I have been over to Bend. They have a lot of artwork in the roundabouts at Bend that I've seen. More of those are either kinetic or they're large with big swatches of color, you know, that kind of thing. This is, you know, is a whole, right. So I would
I don't think that's the appropriate place for it at all.
But you named a few places, and that's good because and then, I would have never thought.
And I appreciate that.
I
was just so
good. Well, I really like the area that was mentioned first, in the lawn at the Performing Arts Center, where the artist felt comfortable. I mean, I don't think we have to make this hard for ourselves.
Right.
If the artist
was hoping that you would,
and feels comfortable, and we feel like that's a suitable place, and it's on city property.
The only thing I would say is I'd like to see where it is, then just have it
described. We should all go look at it.
You know. But I think that's a good idea. Possibility.
Also, make a resting place there if it's going to have a bench, and I just think it would be lovely. In that space,
could we see it related to the new building? Also, could we see it?
Well, it's out in the lawn. It would be out.
Well, I guess that's why I need to go there.
Yeah, we should go there and walk around and say here or here or here.
And out in the lawn, like on the north side. It. On the north side of the pack.
On the north.
No, this is on the east side. Northeast corner, you know, of Coast.
Where it says Newport Performing Arts Center in that.
Right, and welcome
there's a lawn right there.
Right behind that, you know, there's the curving lawns.
Right.
And there's already a
curving
walkway through there.
Right.
I think that'd be a beautiful place for it.
And it even reflects the curves of the sculpture. I mean, the landscape is already welcoming that kind of a feeling, that kind of embracing.
It's not going to be hidden by the sign.
Well, people will walk to it. I mean, there's going to be a bench.
So it would be hidden from traffic a little bit.
It would be hidden from traffic.
But not from the building use side.
Exactly. And not from all those families walking to and from the park.
I think one of the streets you'd see it from.
And you know, this is something that we could go, you know, to that
right.
site.
It seems like you would see it from.
But to answer your question, Karen.
Yes.
You know, as I was wanting to get this meeting to happen, our board doesn't have at this point in time, a huge thing that says, you know, it has to be here or here or here, but not over here.
Uh-huh.
What we are interested in and concerned about, and I know Jerry, you are too, and Mary, of however and whomever this contribution is going to be made, that it be made so that, first of all, the artists can get paid.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it'd be nice to get the artists paid.
Right.
For this, and
okay, so it's been cast, but she's not been paid for her piece of art yet.
No, because it hasn't been purchased.
That's right.
That's why part of half of it is to pay the artist, and half is for installation and maintenance. Is what I thought.
Yes.
I heard earlier.
Uh-huh.
And the payment for the artist includes payment for the cast.
Right.
Correct.
The $25,000.
Well, the first thing we need to look at is whether we're going to accept it, and then if we do, where to place it.
And I don't think this committee has any say in whether to accept it.
No. But we can recommend to the
board.
To the OCC. I mean, I'm assuming that you guys want it.
Well, so this is another.
And that means the city council has no say.
No, the city council doesn't have any say other than approving an agreement.
A location.
For it to be placed on city property.
Because that means any of our local foundations can just decide they want a piece of art and then.
They can't, but they can't.
They can't place it on city property.
And, yeah, on city property unless they enter into some agreement with the city.
So what you're saying is the council has nothing to say about acceptance of the art, only where it's placed if it's on city property.
Right.
But indirectly they can kind of control.
Yeah.
You don't want that placed any place.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking, you know, that means anything can get in.
Right, well, or...
So they kind of have some control.
There hasn't been a lot of... You know, what the city council has control over, just for example, is if the bond measure passes in September and there's a 1% for the arts requirement because the swimming pool would be a public building,
mm-hmm.
public only means buildings owned by us, essentially, then the city council would be required to bless the public art that's purchased or commissioned by the money, by the 1%.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, this, and I really didn't understand this before today's meeting, but this isn't a donation to the city. This is a donation to OCCA.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see much issue with this. I think our city council would love to have it placed on public property if you just tell us where it wants to be so we can make the proper, you know, make sure that it doesn't interfere with any zoning regulation or anything else and enter into the appropriate agreement.
So I have one more question about the money part. The $25,000 for the installation and maintenance. Is there history between OCCA and the city
No.
You would have to pay the city to install it, right, or somebody to install it.
Well,
OCCA
could install it because they would have the money for that.
They could hire somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it has to go through the city to be vetted for. Jerry, would you explain a little more about how you think you're going to, because he's talking of doing the installing.
What I had hoped, see, there's a couple of things. I think it would be good for the art committee?
Public Arts Committee.
For you to be able to say, we recommend this art, or we don't recommend this art, just in general. So for any art in the area that you don't necessarily have the legal authority, but you have the art authority saying, well, the art committee didn't approve of that art, so I'm not sure that the city should allow it. You just say, we don't approve it, or we do approve it. Any art in the future.
Okay.
As policy, then.
So
as,
we're talking
well, as part of our procedure when establishing what we do.
Yeah, so who we are. We just we recommend this is accepted or we recommend it's not accepted.
Okay.
For and then the city can act on that recommendation however they want. It's just that if it has approval or not. That's how I envision it.
Would we take it one step further, though, and have already determined a location so that when we recommended it to the city council, we were recommending that they allow the placement of it on this location? That
I think you could.
I think
that would be
does that make sense?
Because that otherwise there's really, I mean, it would be great if the council blessed it, but it would be even better if they blessed it at a location on city property. It would kind of tie it together.
And I don't know if they would feel comfortable approving blessing it without knowing.
Well, exactly. And I don't think they would.
And they don't want to have to go through all that thought process.
Right.
So they're happy that there's some people that know about art that can say this.
Right.
Would be good, and that would be good in this position. And
yeah, that's our job.
And that's our recommendation.
Right.
So we can say we tossed around various locations.
Yes,
right.
And considering the art piece and so forth, and that would be your maybe your
considering
role.
The subject and
the you're going to have more of these issues if the city does have a percent for art. Then that percent for art has to be administered somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Usually there's a committee that sets up and asks for proposals and they review the proposals. And
that would be us.
We're looking forward to that day.
That's you. And usually that comes in most places that I've been involved in public art, like this, the percent. The committee, the city hires the committee to do this.
Uh-huh.
Because there's just some piece of procedures there. And sometimes in Eugene, for example, I think the city often hires, or used to hire, an individual art consultant to do it. Okay.
Well, that might be appropriate at some point.
Yeah, so there's just things that you need to establish, you know, what you can do as art. So for the, actually, what I would like for installing is I would like just a slab and then I can install the piece on the slab.
You mean a slab that's into the ground?
Concrete. I would like a concrete slab pad.
A certain depth.
And
you could get those measurements to us.
Yeah.
We did for the sculpture in front of the rec center.
Right.
So that there's a pad there, a concrete pad. In terms of just for installing, I would like to put some bolts in the pad in the concrete. There's two ways I can either do it when they pour the pad, or I could drill afterwards and epoxy bolts in, and then the sculpture would just sit down on those bolts.
Okay,
and
if you could draw it out, I think the city can.
When I'm driving, I'm thinking that.
Here's my question. There has been, you have the money. The money's going to the OCCA. That's the point of the trust. That's your point.
Yeah.
The money has to go to OCCA. Has OCCA hired the city to do other kinds of things like this?
Nope.
So this is a new precedent.
New territory.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
Uh-huh.
So that also needs to be figured into the agreement.
Well, I don't see OCCA hiring the city to
do the installation.
Concrete or
that's
beyond the scope of anything our people do.
Okay, so all we're going to ask the city is it okay if we pour concrete and put this here? And then you'll hire
someone who's maybe on Jerry's recommendation,
who's done this before.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
With the sculpture for the rec center, when that was purchased, we received a drawing with instructions in terms of depth. And actually, the city did do that.
Okay,
prepared.
And they also did the one behind the back. So
they prepared. They know.
Well, they were
don't want
ridiculously shorthanded. Yeah. It's not that we don't want to.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is directions for whoever does it would be really useful.
Right. Yeah. But we pretty much established here that we don't need to mess with the city on that. The only part about this that we need to do with the city is give them a recommendation that, yes, number one, assuming we accept the piece of art, number two, we have a location that's met the approval of the committee, the artist, the installer, and number three, you know, let us know what you think. Mm-hmm. Basically,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
The, well, that would be the proposal to city council.
Right. We want the council to bless the art piece, and it's entry into the community,
yes,
and we want them to agree, and it would have to be in writing, I'm sure.
Yes.
To allowing the piece to be displayed on city, placed on city property. I think it's that simple.
Okay, simple. I like simple. Sal.
Well, I'm thinking about the maintenance. Not that there's going to be any because it's a bronze, but right. Would that remain with OCCA?
Yes, because you have the money for maintenance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The way it's currently articulated.
So that money would just sit in a OCCA fund waiting for some maintenance to be needed for that piece?
It's restricted funds. It would be restricted funds
I thought about that too. I don't know how much the installation will cost.
We don't either. Jerry hasn't done a drawing yet of the pad, and then you've been talking about a 3-foot pedestal that comes up from the pad, right, on which sits the sculpture. So we have a pad, round, square, or whatever, of concrete or whatever, then a pedestal of some material that comes out of the pad, right? And then the sculpture. We also have issues or situations or opportunities, however we'd like to do this, of lighting.
Oh yeah, we
do want to. The artist and Jerry and, you know, we've talked about, do we want, recessed, submerged lighting that comes up to show the sculpture at night? Or not.
Now, who's going to design all this?
That's what we're getting at.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I know. I'm looking at it. It seems like I'm going
to. Can you do it?
He's done it before.
I'm trying to get this thing over with, my trust. Mm-hmm. So it looks like I have to. I don't know who else would. If we could.
And your experience.
Yeah.
I can kind of envision a concrete slab with the sculptures on the base, and maybe... I think the ground kind of has tips. It's not flat up there, is it?
We'll have to go back up.
So there may need to be some excavation just to make it flat.
To make
and
the then area.
It'd be nice if there is a bench or two around it and some landscape. So it seems like I need to draw.
So we need more.
More information. It seems like I need
actually,
to draw.
The committee doesn't need more information.
That's what I was going to say.
OCCA would need more information.
Well, but realistically, if we're going to recommend this to the city council, they're going to want to see that drawing.
Right.
And they really should, too.
Yes. Right.
Well, eventually, but it's not like we have to be involved in how it's all done and everything, just he's going to come
I think these two people are the ones who should make
There's that negotiation for the $25,000. You're responsible, you and the OCCA.
So how much can be, and we could put a lot of money into it if we wanted to. Yeah, for the environment.
True, and then you know so we want a you know a it's a substantial amount left for for any upkeep or maintenance that.
Oh, and if you're putting benches there, you want particular kind.
Why would there need to be a substantial amount of money left, though? Since it's a bronze.
I don't think
it's not
going to
melt.
I don't think it will take much maintenance.
Landscaping
is required,
landscaping.
If it gets damaged.
You've got a sculpture over here.
Lighting benches.
So then if there's lighting, does the city need to approve that because wouldn't the city be paying for that?
Or we pay your
electric. Would OCCA be paying the lighting bill if we
put it? OCCA would pay it, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, we pay for the back.
And even the parking lot area? Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think that maintenance is more than just the piece itself. As I was just saying, at the sculpture that's in front of the rec center, it's all overgrown with landscaping. Well, you don't want that to happen to this piece. So one, you know, that's one. That's part of maintenance, mm-hmm. is whatever is right there, designated as part of the piece, the place for the piece.
Well, we're speaking about locating this.
Who does the
somebody does the landscape?
Who does the maintenance now?
Yeah.
Green area.
Okay, that's the green area is a gray area. In that,
it is.
The maintenance, the landscaping around the Performing Arts Center used to be handled by the city, and then, you know, over the years with fewer people and whatever, there's been less of that. We try to get some volunteers to help. It doesn't work very consecutively because right now all the islands at the PAC are weed-choked and overgrown. However, in recent months, we have been very encouraged that there have been city crews out mowing, you know, because there's quite a bit of yard
right.
There water around the there. Performing yeah. Arts Center.
Yeah.
We don't worry about the berm and all of that. That just continues in sea grass or whatever it's called. But we've been very encouraged by, so after having said that, it's a gray area. It's city, and yet when they can't, OCCA volunteers try to be out there working to make things look nice, and that fluctuates on a volunteer of staffing and availability.
So
I don't know if that's the answer that you need, but that's kind
well,
of
that's how
I see it at the moment.
I think what our don't necessarily have a conclusion today, but I see 2 points. One, I'd like to just come by and look at the spot.
Sure.
And I want to be sure I'm looking at the right spot. And two, I think we need a proposal from the two of you that includes a drawing of the pedestal and a drawing of the installation. And that would, you know, set it in its proper setting. Mm-hmm. And if you want benches mm-hmm. with it, that needs to be part of the proposal. And that way we can recommend that package to the city. Is that too much to ask? For in a short time, I don't want to drag this out.
Well, would it be something that would go till the September meeting, or would you want to have a meeting in the middle instead of waiting till September 19th?
So when does the city council meet? Do they meet
first and third Mondays?
It's twice a month. So if we'll miss it for September. It won't go before them until October.
No, it wouldn't go before them until October unless you wanted to meet.
Unless we met earlier in September.
That would be awesome because I'm not going to be here on the 19th and there is basically nobody to staff this meeting.
Okay. I think we'd have an earlier meeting and then
in September.
One yeah, and then go back to your regular schedule in October because... Oh, and I might be gone in October too.
we'll just
figure
have to
it
live
out
without you. But we actually have something in front of us that we need to be addressing.
I would say is Catherine and Jerry, can the two of you work together and have something earlier in September or mm-hmm. later in August? I think early September would be better.
I agree, after Labor Day.
Yeah, maybe the Thursday after Labor Day.
Yeah.
That's my birthday. That would be perfect.
Oh, let's do that.
Yes.
What day is that?
The 5th?
I am out of the state.
Okay, we can't do my birthday. Oh, well.
What about
the 12th?
The 12th. Let's look and see what...
How long have you two been working on this?
Well, let's see. You first approached us, what, 3-4 years ago?
Oh,
good
goodness.
Heavens.
We need to get this moving.
So, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
That was when Mark was still alive.
Yes, Mark was alive.
But the way this really reads, it's after his death.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of, I was trying to get it while he was still alive, and it's just got too complicated.
Okay. Okay.
But that's when we started the ball rolling.
So how about the 12th? Good for 12th me.
September
12th.
September 12th for the public, the next public art?
As long as you have a...
Would that give the two of you time to get together and develop the drawing of the...
Sometimes I do things like this. I call it digital hanky-pank.
Yeah.
Like a picture of the site. Mm-hmm. And superimpose the sculpture.
Fine.
There. That's just...
Yeah. Yeah. Just something visual, and then we can write up and, throw in a bench or two. Yeah.
And we don't, when I said, the detail on it, on installation, we don't want to send that to council.
No.
No.
We just want them to be able to see it.
Right.
And I mean, it's very difficult for some people to visualize.
Yes.
Standing will get it instantly, but the rest of the council need something else.
Yeah. All right.
Yes,
well, it just helps. I'm a very visual person.
Yeah. Me too.
Now, do we need to direct them to do that?
Should some? Do we should need we to pass a motion?
Or
you want a motion, Catherine?
Yes.
Okay. So I would like to make a motion. Reschedule our meeting for the 12th of September.
Okay.
Someone want to second
I'll
that?
I'll second that.
Okay. And do we need to vote?
All in favor?
Yes, roll.
Aye.
Okay, so now I'm going to make a motion that Catherine and Jerry, you can fill in last names, are prepared to present a visual of the sculpture placement at that meeting.
Mm-hmm. Why does that have to be a motion?
It doesn't, but it is, so.
Okay. Well, I'll second that.
Okay. Yay. Round. Yeah. And then our job as committee members is to get over there and look at the lawn. Because we're going to have a picture of where they're going to put it. So if we at least get the geography laid out, which for me will be the drive-by on the way to the meeting.
So if there's information available on that day, that's going to be a Thursday... No,
the second Thursday, so we could have a proposal ready. Well, actually, it's the second Thursday, but it may be just following the first Monday, because you guys aren't going to meet on Labor Day.
No, we're meeting on the third. So the second council meeting is the 16th, and this meeting is the 12th. So if everything was ready that day, we could get it on the next agenda for council.
Yay!
But if there's not a conclusion reached that day, then we're looking at October.
Okay.
Right, which would be October 7th. Is that right?
I don't remember.
Is that the first Monday?
Monday?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So that would be October 7th, and it may be at the September 12th meeting you conclude that, well, this has gone on for 4 years and we need a little bit more time. It's not a big deal, but...
It would be nice because one thing the OCCA board was interested in was, keeping this project moving, to keep it moving and get it handled. And I know that October 7th is our statewide arts summit. And so several of us on this committee...
October 7th?
will... probably be in Portland on that Monday and, would not be able to do city council.
I won't be.
Oh, it's on Monday.
I won't be there.
Well.
Oh, for the October 7th?
That's right.
City council?
I could go and answer questions if they had questions.
If the whole committee is going to show up at a council meeting, I must know that in advance.
No, they're going to be out of town. They're going to be out of town.
Well, at any council meeting, if a quorum of you are planning to show up, then I have to notice that as a joint meeting of the City Council and the Public Arts Committee, which is not a big deal.
But you just have to notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has
but
to.
But if a couple of people were there.
Yeah, if three of you show up, no big deal.
Okay.
If four of you show up, somebody leaves.
Sounds good.
Well, and I guess what I'm trying to say is it would be really nice to get this concluded on Monday, September 16th. At City Council.
Let me say to you that what you will probably hear that night is a motion by the City Council to endorse the idea and direct staff to go forward in preparing an agreement with OCCA for the placement.
Right, that's what we want.
Yeah, because they that agreement won't be ready that night.
No, and we don't make it anyway. We're just recommending it and saying go forth and agree.
And that's just a formal kind of thing, isn't it?
It is, and I mean, because they don't actually have anything really to say about this other than we will let you, we are directing staff to develop an agreement so you can place this on.
Well, it's a pretty good bet that they'll say, okay.
It is, and you know what? This will be a happy thing for them.
Oh, yay!
They don't get a lot of those. Things given to them and done.
No, it'll be really nice, and what they'll say is, staff, and that would be you, drafted.
Okay.
So is there, thank you for this. This was good discussion, and I hope this also
and Jerry, thank you
Jerry.
For your...
Let me just get one thing. I'm writing down a thing. Who develops this agreement?
The city.
The city?
You don't have to. You don't have to do that.
Okay, I can have the trust attorney do something like that.
Oh no, we would have to have our attorney do it, or they would just spend the same amount of money going over it and reviewing it. And probably what will happen is that they'll ask me to draft it because I'm a lot less expensive than the $275
an hour. So we see by the paper. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
They just detailed all the expenses.
Yes.
So the trust attorney on this is Jeff Pridgen.
It is?
If you had any questions anything, you could just call him. He knows this whole
Jeff because does. We work his with wife, Jeff and artist. Yeah.
So
Jeff is our judge.
That's right.
Is that good enough? Okay. So but if you had any issues or anything, you could call him and just say, okay, we're trying to put together.
Well, that's awesome to know because we work really well with him.
It's helpful.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Jerry and I will present at the next Public Arts Committee meeting on Thursday, September 12th. Okay, and we will have drawings.
A visual, yes.
Mm-hmm. We will have visuals, a drawing. I don't know whether it's PowerPoint or just something we pass around. But what I would suggest is that all of you, ahead of time, is to go over to that location there at the Performing Arts Center. Again, it's behind, the wall and, that greenery that's up there. It's in the lawn.
So it'd be west of the sign.
West of the sign that says Newport Performing Arts Center, welcome to Nye Beach. So it'd be like behind
that cement sign. With the building.
Viewable from Olive, right? As you come down Olive and look to the left?
I think so.
If you're heading towards the ocean.
Once you cross.
No, but once you cross there, you could see it from Olive going east up to the corner of Coast and Olive.
Well, and I was just talking about going the other direction.
Easily then, no.
No.
Why would you say
that sign's formidable.
Yes.
Unless you're driving like that, you're not going to see
it. I guess I'm envisioning it being a little more in the lawn than just right backed up to that.
It is in the lawn.
It is, but the lawn slopes down. I mean, no more can you see the doors to the Performing Arts Center, and that's the line of sight from that corner. Mm-hmm. So if you were coming north on Coast Street, you could see it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you were coming east on Olive, you could see it. And the point is, it's in the
paths could go to it from the sidewalk.
And the sidewalk
too.
There are paths. They're already there.
Well, I know that curved path is there, but I'm not sure where it starts.
Well, that's why we're
going. It starts down at the entryway of the Performing Arts Center,
and
winds its way around
to the corner.
Up to the sign.
Sounds like
so I envision a little
so
west.
Of for those of us who've actually got left a performance and walked to Panache for our dessert,
there you go.
We know what you're talking about.
Okay.
And don't go in groups of greater than three, please.
I don't associate with three people outside this meeting, Peggy. You don't even have to warn me.
Okay. Thank you for mentioning that.
Well, and if Jerry does it with a picture, and then, you know.
I have two things
in
my
mind. I think we'll
mind.
Be able to really visualize
some photographic pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. I can blow it up and put it on a poster board. Often, some other times I've made a little, with plastic,
like
a clay,
3D.
A little model.
Yeah.
And like, depends on how much energy I have at the time. Yeah. You know, I could do something like that.
I think a 2D would be sufficient for this. I don't think the city council is really going to raise much of a stink.
I think a drawing would go straight down and then a view this way.
Yes, that's
perfect.
And kind of see what,
perfect.
I'm just excited to give them some happy news. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else on this at the moment as we move along?
No.
I really liked your answer to number 17, the anticipated life of the artwork. 500 years.
Bronze will last forever.
So we better be careful on this, huh?
Bronze will last forever.
Did any of you have any other questions on what has been filled out?
I thought it was
okay.
It's good to see it on the form. And I think it's good that the form got used because until you use a form, you don't know where it needs to be revised. And we have that on here for revision, but I don't know that we need to do that at this point.
No.
Let's just use it, don't you think?
I think there's two questions twice. There's one question
twice. Yeah, one question twice. What is that?
We have there. Part of it happened when you had Cindy.
One that actually helped.
He said seed number six. It's number six and.
Oh, 10. He says 10 and 6 are the same?
I think so. Yeah.
Describe proposed assistance. Yes. They are exactly the same.
Okay, we're going to get rid of one of them.
Yeah.
And was there another one?
Well, remember we moved stuff around.
That was a test.
Good.
You can take this and put it in.
It's also number 19. That's the same one, too.
Let's just let her do that.
But Peggy, no, number 19 is also the same.
10 and 6 and 19 are all the same.
Exactly the same.
Okay, I'm going to remove. And then let's just let this thing lie for a while. That's my recommendation. Because you don't know what doesn't work if you can't use it.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Yeah.
But at least we'll get rid of 10 and 19. And
everything is a work in progress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
her work is so stunning.
I know. That's lovely to see that.
Thank you.
She's really
she is delightful. And hopefully it's sometime.
We'll have a nice celebration. Yeah, we'll have a
celebration. She's still Carson.
I
don't
know. Really?
I see in 2011 discussion on revisions of these forms.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Fine. Yes.
So much, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your helpful discussion.
Okay. Yes.
Very, very exciting.
Are you headed to see Jeff?
Not right. I may give him a call. I wasn't going to go there right
now. Well, he's always here on Wednesdays, if you feel like stopping by. He's going, guilty.
Good, to court. Okay.
Take care.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for driving over and being part of this meeting. Okay, so moving along here, on number 7, or just this request for Public Arts Committee form, or just except for the those changes we just mentioned, we're just going to leave it as a work in progress.
Okay.
Any committee comments that we have at this time?
About anything, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm done. We're getting close. All right, now we've already established the next meeting date, which is September 12th, right?
Correct.
Same time, same place. Yeah. And then our next agenda, Peggy, is certainly going to be minutes, public comment. And our big thing is going to be the sculpture donation.
Right.
Now, Peggy, will Stacy be back with more things on the database?
We'll ask her to come back.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll put that on the agenda for next time.
Now, will Jerry be coming to that meeting?
Yes.
Okay. I would suggest we have him before the database.
I do too. Mm-hmm. Because he's had to come further, and I don't think Stacy cares whether she has to spend a little bit more time, or we can say to Stacy, you don't
come
have to show up until
9:30. Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
The reason I changed this this morning is, you know, I wasn't aware about Stacy coming. I thought, well,
that was fun.
You know, I don't want her sitting through, and I didn't know how long our conversation would take, and if she had to get back to work.
I kind of thought that's what you were doing.
Yeah. So, sure.
Is it all right with all of you if we continue meeting in this room?
Mm-hmm. I love this room.
I like it better.
Yeah. This is so much nicer.
Okay, we'll continue meeting in this room, and then that way if you and Jerry have a PowerPoint next time, it's easy to deal with in here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's that's, only set up because I didn't take it down from last night's meeting.
Yeah. You know, I thought that cat was going to be the sculpture that somebody was going to come in and reveal that cat.
So that's my cat.
That was actually going to be a sculpture.
He's an 8-toed.
Speaking of cat.
Oh, cool.
8-toed?
On the front.
That's a funny number.
I've heard of 6, but I've never heard of 8.
Oh, gosh, they look like baseball mitts.
Cool.
So is there anything else we want to add to the agenda for next time? I think we'll have a full schedule then.
I think so, too.
Okay, well, anything else for the good of the order?
No.
All right, we are adjourned then.
Yes. Rock and roll.
Thanks, Allie. Would somebody slide the tape recorder? Just throw it.
No, it's fun to throw.